Legabe neder b'chalom, neder b'chalom, neder b'chalom rather, neder b'chalom is a machlokes rishonim, we discussed. And in general, why chalomos should have any halachic ramifications. So the Gemara continues with a story that is mamish very halachal maisa. Halachal maisa every year, but particularly this year. And I'll explain it to you in a second. So the Gemara says as follows: Ravina havala nadra l'dbeisayhu, hasla kameda Rav Ashi, amar lei baal mashu baal sheyas shliach charatos yisha. There was Ravina, his wife took a neder. We'll see in a second. This girsa, where's the aleph? Have a la. Havalei Nadra Lidvesayu. He had to take care of a neder for his wife. Not everyone is Gurus, because the Mishnah is Gurus Nidui here, which would make sense within the last Gemara. But we're going to assume right now, not like that, that it's a neder. And he came to Rav Ashi, and he wanted to know, can I be a shliach for Charatas Ishti? So the Gemara answers, Amalei imach nefin in iloi loi. The Gemara says, if the people are already collected, the Bezdin are already established for a different purpose, so then it's chal, you could be a shliach. But if not, if you're now getting a Bezdin specifically for this purpose, so then it's problematic. Lamaisa, this is what many of the Paiskim do, with the exception of Shlomo Zalman. Most of the Paiskim say for women who do not come, it's a pachad, in 2 weeks. My son was eating an apple tonight. He said, Abba, Rosh Hashanah is in 2 weeks. He got nervous. He was eating the apple. Mamish, you reminded him, the apple and the honey. Hataras the darn. It's mamish, it's less than 2 weeks, no? It's a pachad. So the Gemara says that. The Paiskim says halacha lemaisa. So the Paiskim suggests. Most of the Paiskim suggest, and I do this. We do this. I tell people to do this. That you should tell the Bezdin that you're also going to be matir for your wife. You should ask your wife. She should be matir you to be a shliach, and you should ask your wife based on this Gemara that you should do atar sadar. She's not going to have that opportunity. Shlomo Zalman happens to hold that he doesn't think you need it. He thinks that the woman could rely, if they come to Shul Kol Nidre, they could rely on that, assuming they're going to come to Shul Kol Nidre. But most of the posts can suggest that you should do that already. But again, that only works, according to the Gemara, if I'm doing it agav my heter. But if you don't do it agav your heter, so that's mamish pshuto kamashmo, what the Gemara is telling you, halacha lemaisa, you can't just get a bezdin just for your wife. That is the halacha lemaisa application. What I want to discuss is, in addition to what every year that you have from this Gemara, halacha lemaisa legabe hataras nedarim legabe ishto, this year became very complex in terms of hataras nedarim klape yourself when you don't have access to a bezdin. And you want to be matir the neder al yedei Zoom. So I actually had the privilege to discuss this shaila on the phone with Rav Schechter, because I wasn't able to access him. I would discuss this shaila, and it all was legabe our sugi over here on Chesim Abayis was the whole issue. And lemaisa, I think it's probably going to be very relevant for people. Again, there are different levels of people in terms of their comfortability in this matzav, even today. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't look like things are going in the right direction. And, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say, you know, there's 100 cases now in 5 towns. You know, it's just going up and up and up. You know, just from chasas and us and everything. And so, you know, people are probably not going to be able to access batei dinim when it comes to this year's Hataras Nedarim. So the shaila will be in terms of Zoom, which will be a very halach lemaisa. So what is the backdrop? What is the story going on in this Gemara? So there is a major machlokes rishonim legabe this Gemara, which how to approach this Gemara. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, says as follows. Ze in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Ze shenishba, a person who took a shvua, hu sheyavol lifnei hachochem lahatir lo, bein ish bein isha bein osa shliach lishol lo al nidra. Zok the Rambam beferish, there's no shlichus. You're not allowed to send a shliach to be matir. You have to come yourself to the bezdin. But then the Rambam says, obviously quoting our Gemara, v'habal nase shliach l'charotas ishto, but a husband can be a messenger for the regret of his wife, charata legabit, which is one of the keys of being oker the neder. I was mischarit, I shouldn't have took this neder originally. I'm oker neder meikara, I regret that I ever took this neder. As opposed to a Pesach, which is being matir, that right now something happens that I don't think that this nether, I would never have taken this nether right now if I knew the matzah would be like this, and this would be the situation, a Pesach. Matir in law, ubelvadji ashlosha mikubotzim. So, it's a condition is that the three dayanim have to be together. So, even if we're going to be meko rabbi say whatever we're going to pass them, the dayanim have to be together. So therefore, you have to have a situation where you're going to have three people together during COVID. I mean, best case scenario, right? The Rambam is saying it has to be mekubatzim. Now we have to discuss, okay, well, does it have to be in front of the guy who wants to be matir the neder? But then says the Rambam, quoting our Gemara, don't do it lechatchila, set up a bezin for who? Ve'eino nas that nasha shliach lahatir neder liishto. What did that mean? Ve'eino nas shliach lahatir neder liishto? I thought you just said a baal is nasa shliach lahatir neder liishto. Zok the Ravid. Ve'eino nas shliach lahatir neder liishto. Perish sheloi miderech harato. The Ravid learns in Das HaRambam, yeah, our Gemara tells us that a husband could be a shliach. For what? For harato. But if you're not doing a harato, you're not being mischarit originally on the entire neder, for a Pesach, it sounds like in the Ravid, you would not be able to be a shliach without harato. Why should there be a difference? That's what the Ravid sounds like. Okay? Unless you learn like the Radvaz, that the Radvaz tainas, no, we misunderstood what the Rama meant. The Rama meant a guy could be a shliach, like our Gemara says, to present things to the Batei Dinim. But he can't be a shliach lahati, which means what, says the Radvaz? Don't think that this guy could now be one of the representatives now to actually be metakin it also. You got to get three dayanim to take care of that and do the maisa heter. He can't be the shliach of the dayanim legabe the heter. A fancy razzle dazzle, the maila of this radvaz is that, because otherwise, what's the chiluk between charata and pesach? And Heichan Matzino in the Gemara. The Gemara happens to say, it's Meduy. The Gemara happens to say Charot in the story with Ravina. But why? Why should it be? Once a Baal, for whatever reason, has this special, granted special Rishus, why should one be Mechalek between a Pesach versus a Charata? That, you know, and do we find, Rabbi Yisai? I'm asking a Shiloh right now, a Maramokom. Maybe in the Gemara's Lekamon and Chav Beis and Chav Zayin, you'll see in the Ran, are there differences Lahalacha between a heter al yedei charata al yedei a pesach, and perhaps this Rambam might shed light in that, in terms of the mechanics of the way you're going to uproot a neder, whether it's through a pesach or through a charata, that's now going to be not exactly the same avenue, and it's going to now have nafkaminas, whether a baal could be a shliach for such a thing. If you learn like the Radvaz, that's not what the Rambam's telling you. The Rambam's just telling you the husband could be a shliach, he could present everything to Bezdin, but that's all. Don't think he could do anything else in terms of the annulling process as well. There's a third pshat in the Rishonim on Ardaf, in the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, no, the husband could be a shliach, but he can't be matir. You know what that means, what the Rambam's coming to say in the last caveat? That that the woman ultimately has to come to Bezdin. Don't think that there's any kulas over here. He could be the one to present the charata originally. But until she's going to be there, there's nothing doing. So basically, according to the Meiri's pshat in the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, if this pshat is right in the Gemara, this woman is basically saying to your husband, I don't need you. It's like, what do I need for this? You know? Okay, so she's uncomfortable. Like some of the Rishonim learned the whole story over here. She was uncomfortable to present the charata. She'd rather the husband do it after davening. You know, during Kiddush, you know, fine. So then the whole discourse, but like Lamaisa, to be matir, that's got to be in front of her. That's the way the Meiri learns the second language of the Rambam, the Inanasa Shliach Lahatir Nedel Ishto. So it's mamish, unclear at all what the Rambam learned actually in terms of the story of our Gemara. What's interesting is that the Ran, when he quotes the Rambam, he doesn't really get into all these chilukim. The Ran just quotes the Rambam to say the following distinction. The Ran quotes the Rambam to say, the Rambam holds that a Baal is unique. That a Baal has the ability to be a shliach for his wife when it comes to hataras nedarim. Masha'in came the chiddush of our Gemara, according to the Rambam, is that no one else could be a shliach. Whereas Tosis says the Ran is pumfakert, and it's Tosis on our daf. Tosis learned, no, there was a reyusol legabe a husband. There was a tzad to say that maybe a husband would not be able to be a shliach, unlike Kola Tarakula, unlike everyone else, Kule Alma, that what? Maybe they can be, they for sure can be a shliach, and they don't have the reyusa that a husband has. So what are they, what's going on over here, and why are they arguing in Akotza Lakotza? So the Rambam holds that in general, you're not allowed to send a shliach. Let's start with Taisis, a little simpler. The Taisis holds, and Shasha's Taisis, it's Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. Hold, you're allowed to send a shliach to be mati, your neder, you can't make it. Do me a favor, I have this neder, it's before Hashanah, I'm doing a lot of business before Hashanah. Do me a favor, go to the Bezdin and be mati the neder for me. Present them my charata, my pesach, whatever, let's not get into the Rambam right now. Shlichus works. Didn't call it Torah. What's the problem? So why is a Baal a chiddush? And why by Baal, Rabbi Yisai, do you have limitations, even according to Shitas HaTosfos, that what? That it's only if the Bezdin is already collected for yourself, but not michnuf and collected and gathered for the woman. On that, the Baal HaTosfos say, no, because we're worried by a Baal, it's going to be a little bit of a hisafi. He's going to not be accurate in what the actual harata was. He's going to be maisif too much. So therefore, we thought that would be a problem if he's going to collect the bezdin. He's going to say, I already slept over this bezdin. It's already, you know what I'm saying, I already waste their time. And now I'm not going to show a good harata. I'm going to add something to the claim a little bit. I'm not going to be as accurate in what she actually told me. Masha'inkin, if it's just, you know, I'm just saying like I do. Chen le'ishti. My wife also asked me to be Mater Neder, like I do, on every Rosh Hashanah morning, so I'm not going to be Moisif to the Charot, I'm not going to be Moisif to the information, because it's not such a Tircha, I already had the Bezdin anyways for myself, we're not concerned in such a situation. Masha Enkin, Lefishi Tesarambam, Lefishi Tesarambam, it's Pumfaker. The general din in Kolat Arakula is that Shukas doesn't work. Elamai, there's a Chiddish that what? It works legabe what? Legabe ba. Why? Because ishto kagufo. Beautiful. Shem brachas Torah. Speak about a taras nedarim for your wife. Ishto kagufo. Your mamish like one. Right? Jerome, it's a little better than the Shem brachas Torah that we discussed in Sanhedrin. That's going to have some consequences that are a little bit more severe. Here, you know, there's a little power. You can be matir nedel ishto because ishto kagufo. Good. Ishto kagufo and what? And therefore, it's as if she came to Bezdin. So it's not like a classic shlichus. Regular, you can't send a shliach. But over here, since she's Be'etzim here through her husband, so therefore it's good. So why can't I even collect a Bezdin for this purpose? No, because now, then we're worried that people are now going to think that you would allow to do a shliach and a gzeira to other situations. That's the setup of the Gemara. Lefi the Rambam, lefi the Baalei HaTosfos, lefi Shari Shai. Legabe the Shiloh of our Gemara. But Rabbi said we have a basic fundamental question. What in the world does the Rambam hold? Why? What happened to Parsha Shlichus?
Why don't we say Shluchu Shel Adam Kamoisoi, like the Shaar Rishonim time?
Yeah, Adam.
Just to go back to the Lashon Rambam, uh-huh. He never talks about Shlichu, it gets right to the head, put it by Harata.
He says you can't send a Shlichu.
Yeah, he's not,
I'm asking why. He said, the Rambam, you're right, the Rambam says that there's no Shlichu by Harata.
Yeah.
Why? L'chor, the other Rishonim are right. There's a parsha of Shlichu. Shluchu Shel Adam Kamoisoi. What's the problem? Where did Parsha Shlichus say? Why did the Rambam know when it comes to here, Shlichus doesn't work? And this is the exception because Balka Ishto, because Ishto Kagufa. Why? Why aren't the other Rishonim right? Her and the other Rishonim have a milo over here. So, the Maratz Chis, in the back of the Gemara, in the boxes, in the Yalkum of Farshim, says a wild Chiddush. The Maratz Chis says, a sugya in the fourth parak of Gittin, there's halacha called, there's a limiting halacha in the world of shlichus. In the fourth parak of Gittin, and it comes up in the second parak of Kedushin also, there's halacha called mili lo memserin l'shliach. You can ask a shliach to do A, to bring B, to do this maisa for me. But when it comes to what? Mili words, Loi memserin l'shliach. That is not passed over through a shliach. This is based, the Maharit Chiyas is basing himself off a Maharit. The Maharit Paskins, based on the Sugyan Gittin, that the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara has a discussion, the Gemara wants to know, I appointed a shliach to write me a get, so now can the shliach's not able to do it, can the shliach himself appoint another shliach to do it? So that's what the Gemara says. Mili lememser and l'shliach. That's the discussion in the Gemara. So the Maharit says that the Maharit paskins that based on this Gemara, you're not allowed to be memana shliach to be makdish of behema, or you're not allowed to be memana shliach to be mafkir an item for you, because the Gemara says mili lememser and l'shliach. So Reb Kiva Eiger. And there's a lot of big discussion in the fourth parak of Gittin. Kiva Eiger talks about this Maharit in the fourth parak of Gittin. He says that this Maharit is a very big chiddush, and it's not the pashut pshat in the Gemara at all. The Gemara is limiting the capacity of a shliach when I'm a memaneh to do something to now work weiter and now be memaneh another shliach. That is out of the capacity of a shliach A to make shliach B to do. The Gemara never meant to say that a shliach doesn't apply, shlichus doesn't apply to words. The Gemara just means to say that shlichus applies to a Gemara dover. And you can't now, if the dover was not nigmar, he can't now work weiter to be memana a second shliach. Like a shliach rishon to a shliach sheni. But there's no halacha that a shliach can't be makdish or a shliach can't be mafkir. And a raya dover is that the Gemara says even by a shliach rishon to a shliach sheni, be'oimer imru, when I said the original tzivor, be'oimer imru, that you should say to Yenom, that you do have the ability to be mamanahim, according to the way we paskin in the Gemara. Be'oimer umru, he can paskin, he can be mitzava another person to write a get. So you see, there is shlichus by mili. So the Maharit Chiyas is a beautiful var. And according to the Maharit, is geshmak, that now you can't be a shliach, legabe harata, which is mili. The problem is, the Pashas is not true. Like Reb Kiva Eiger argues in the Gemara Gittin. Except the Maharit, so then it could work. So comes along the Karen Ira, and the Karen Ira asks Arkasha, what's with the Rambam? What happened to the Din of Shlichus? So Karen Ira says, Pashat, he says, what do you mean? It's the regular Din of Din. Right? How do you know you need three Dayanim, right? Mishpat, you need Din, right? So this is, perhaps one could suggest that this is just the regular din, that a Baal din has to have Gemar din befront of, he has to have a Gemar din. So the Karen Ara suggests that, which I thought was a very good pshat, and then the Karen Ara says, but it's not a good pshat. It can't be, and it's shver. He says, why? Because it's clear that you don't need din. You could do Hataras Nedarim Belaila. You could do Hataras Nedarim with Kroivim. You see that a din of din is not, it's not a real bezdin when it comes to Hataras Nedar. Right? So that's the kasha of the Karen Ayra on his own suggestion.
What's the mili, the hatara or the details? Of...
No, the charata.
The charata.
Charata. Yeah. So l'chayra, the Karen Ayra's taina on his own vart to explain the Rambam is not necessarily such a problem. Because Reb Kiva Eger passes like this. This is an important Reb Kiva Eger, that it's not true. Reb Kiva Eger, I think Reb Aaron was very machmir about this, and I think Reb Shechter tells people to be machmir about this. Not every psul is accepted when it comes to Hataras Nedar. Krovim are accepted when it comes to Hataras Nedar. What's the difference? Either it's a bezdin or it's not a bezdin. What's going on over here? So the Varden Reb Kiva Eger is that as long as you have a shame dayan, theoretically, so then you're accepted for Ataras Nedar. And Lila also. Lila, there's din balila, there's gemar din balila, you can be gemar din of din imaminis balila. So as long as we can find a shame bezdin on this din, in theory, so there is halacha of din. It's just practically, it's not going to play out with all of the choshen mishten, you know, tnoim, and it's not a psak din right now, but it's following, you know, some sort of rules and regulations of din. So then you could have said that memela, so this halacha also legabe being gomer a din before the bal din should also apply as well. So that's just in terms of just the explanation of the shiksa ramam lefi the karanaros pshat. But Rabbi Yisai, it could be that this is just a yisod in the way Hatara works. It's not necessarily, it could be the Rambam's just holding that there's a halacha that a person that's mischarit has to go through the Maisa Charata before the Bezdin. Whether it's because they have to analyze, they have to ask him question, or it's a level within the Charata process that it has to be not just privately, but through and in front of the Dayanim. So it could be just legabe the Hatara, through Harata, there is a necessity for that to be, b'fnei the Bezdin. And that could be what the Rambams are saying. Ze shenishba, hu sheyovo lifnei achochom la'atirlo. Beinish, beinisha, beinosa, shliach li'ishol anidro. It's necessary. And then keitza matir, and yovo anishba la'chochom amuvok lo'ishloisha ediotos. So it could be that that's just the process of the charata, of the Maisa HaTorah, that it's got to be bifaneihem, that that's necessary, and that's all the Rambam was saying. It wasn't a lumdis al shrichus, it wasn't a lumdis al Alt Gmardin, Alt Bifdei Bezdin, it's limited to Harata, that the Harata, the Rambam said, was not appropriate for the Baldin not to be there. Or another possibility, Rabbi Yisai, I saw in the Sefer Birkas Avrohom. It's not a Mitzvah Shebegufo. This is Tilm. Why is it Mitzvah Shebegufo?
You yourself have to.
Why?
Part of the process.
So you're telling me it's the experience. Fine, but not because of the halacha of the mitzvah of guf.
No.
It's not a din on his guf. It's not a din. It's words that have to be enunciated in front of him. So the point is the harata is not the expression. It's not just the information, but rather it's the experience in front of the dayanim. Perhaps maybe even the busha. Perhaps maybe even the whole experience. That's necessary, part and parcel of the charot.
It doesn't have to come out of your mouth.
What?
It doesn't have to come out of your mouth.
It came out of my mouth, and now he's relaying it to the Bezdin. I was nischarit, and now I tell my husband, do me a favor, let them know that I was nischarit. Why do I have to do that in front of Dayanim? Could be because it's part of the process. Or, what?
Could you make a shliach for vidui? Maybe you write it down, the shliach says you're vidui.
Could you make a shliach for vidui? Legabe Yom Kippur, you mean?
Or
legabe this week's parsha, vidui maestris?
No, vidui for tshuva.
Vidui for tshuva. Could you make a shliach for vidui?
You you have to be misfadle. You have to not write it. You have to say it out. Maybe you could write it down. Maybe that counts anyway.
Yeah, but let's say, right.
Say it if you wrote it down.
You don't have to be misfadle in front of the beasting. You have to be misfadle in front of Kosh Baruch. So once you're doing it, you're initially.
I know, but if
yeah, but me, you're asking. You're saying once you're going to let the shliach know, so it's already the vidui is farfal. So let's say you would. Let's say you had some technicality that your vidui was lacking in Hilchos vidui.
Let's say somebody can't talk, but they can type or something.
Well, let's say the ksiva works, or let's say I didn't do all the tanoim of what the Rambam wants for my for my vidui.
Someone else finish it up.
Yeah.
How could they finish it up?
What else could they finish up?
So for sure, according to the Ma'arit Pasha, that wouldn't work. Right? Again, we're assuming that vidui needs dibur b'peh. And it's not enough with hearer, which the Rambam says. So that's I like the assumption. But even if you don't hold like the Maharit, and you hold like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Dvarim Sheba, that Shlichus is Shayach by Mili, you want to say, but Shuva is a Kiyam Sheba Lev, so Mamela, right? I hear. Interesting. It's a good Shabbat Shuva topic. Okay, very good. All right, very good. So Rabbi Sai, one last Ha'ar that I saw in the Sefer Birkas Avraham. He has a kuntras in the back on Maseches Nedarim. And he tainted Geshmak Avort, which obviously only he could tain it because he knows everything. But he writes that if you look in the Gemara in Shavuos, and Shavuos Eidus, and Daf Lamed, the Gemara talks about Dveisayu Derav Huna, you know, that, you know, what she had a Din Torah coming to Bezdin. The Gemara is talking about the, right, about if Eidim have to come to Bezdin, if it's not called Kvod Vas Melech Prima. So in the Ran, on Daf Lamed, in the back of the Rif, he has a machlekes between the Rimagash and the Rif, whether or not, in general, kol kvod bas melech prima, what happens for a woman who doesn't want to show up to Bezdin? Can she send a shliach to present her tainus to Bezdin? Right? He says, on the book, the Ran says, on the, we had a discussion, Rabbi Yisai, for anyone who remembers when we used to have Shalosh Shudis, we had a discussion if Bezdin can hear Eidus or can hear things al yedei meturgamon. That was what we discovered with the Russian that couldn't speak and wanted to be Megayer. So that was a major machlokes Rishonim and Makis. So what about a Baldin, says the Ran? That's not clear in the Gemara about a Baldin. Can the Baldin just send their tainis? And it didn't tire it, didn't mominus. Can they just send their tainis? And the Ran says, and what about a woman? A woman that doesn't want to come to Bezdin, could you do it or not? Machlokes, the Rimagash and the Rif, whether or not it works. Whether cold about smell of prima is a reason to allow that, and we have a suggestion, which by the way might connect to in general the big hack of having Tohanim in Bezdins, whether or not they can represent the Balei Dinim or not. There's other problems with that also. The Ritvan Baba Vassar and the Beis Yosef discuss that they're going to add things that the Balei Dinim are not saying in general to have lawyers in Bezdin and Tohanim. That's the major discussion. But what about people who just don't want to come? Kol kvod bas melech prima. It's not. She doesn't think it's appropriate. Whatever. So it's machlokes rishonim. So Birkas Avraham just says fashe. He says once you see it's machlokes rishonim on the books. Lagabi all dinei Torah. So perhaps this is not lagabi charata. It's not lagabi a din neder. It's just a din. This is happens to be the Rambam holds like the shita of the Rif that you should never send your tainus to Bezdin. So that was the Rambam. Also lagabi charata is a ma'aseh Bezdin and memela. And Memela, he was just going l'shitoso v'oei paskin in the regular din kol Torah kula. So now, if you go like the Birkas Avraham's words, so this machlekes tais in the Rambam is a major machlekes the Rimagash and the Rif. Shvuas on daf lamed of abeis legabe tainas of balei dinim. This is an expansive machlekes that doesn't necessarily only connect to the halacha of shlichus to the halacha of this story of specifically charata and shlichus. So mamish menakotza lakotza, different explanations and the ramifications shibbo. If you look weiter in the Ran discusses a Rash, that the Rash says that the kotz of od Rash shesholeach adam third line down from the wide lines the kotz of od Rabbeinu Shimshon shesholeach adam charatas nidra b'ksav lebezdin v'hem matirim. So the Rash holds. That you could for sure send your harata b'ksav to Bezdin. Now my shaila is like this, Rabbi Say. In the presentation of the Ran, I want to ask you guys, Is the Ran presenting the Rash? The Kosov Oid Rash, right? After he presented who's which Shita, the Shita of the Tosis. Is that based on Shita, predicating off of that Shita Tosis, that regular Shlichus works, and therefore what? Also, Avad Aksav would work? Or I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisai, perhaps, even in Shita Sarambam, perhaps, maybe Shlichus doesn't work, but Ksav does work. From the Ran, you don't have... What do you think, Benji?
Kind of an ode after Tosfos.
Right. You have an ode after Tosfos. I wasn't fully convinced. But Lemaisa, the Darkei Moshe writes like that. He thinks that the Ran was saying it within Shlichus working, and also Ksav works. The Beis Yosef presents it that no. That perhaps even... within the Shita of the Rambam, that Shlichus does not work, what? Ksav does work.
Can you say before it's the Milan? It was all about the Milan?
Oh, so I think you're very good, very good, very good. I think what Adam's saying is correct. If you hold that it's a word in Shlichus, like the Marit, like the Maritz Chiyas, it's a pgam in the Shlichus, Mili Lamim Shalu Shliach, so then that's Kishmak. So then that's L'chor of the Pshat over here, that Ksav would be better, like the Rivash. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rivash, but the Rivash would say, even if your old Shliach doesn't work, Ksav should work. The Rivash has a tshuva. It's fascinating. The Rivash has a tshuva, and he suggests like this, and then he backs out from it, and he says, we should be choshish that it doesn't work. Why? Is a raya from the story in Shoftim. Okay? I only know this because I'm learning Shoftim with my daughter. I'm not like that book. So the story in Shoftim, what was the story? So Yiftach made a neder that he's going to sacrifice his daughter. Why make a neder that he's going to sacrifice his daughter? First person that comes out of my house, I'm going to be makriv to Hashem, right? Very strange story. And the Medrash explains to us that the whole issue was an issue of gaiva. Yiftach wouldn't go to Pinchas, and Pinchas wouldn't go to Yiftach. So Memela, that he could have been matir his neder, and he wouldn't be a matir because I, the leader of the Jewish nation, the shofet, I'm going to go to Pinchas, and Pinchas said I'm going to go to Yiftach. So Memela, the Medrash says that they never, that he ended up killing his daughter and serving and sacrificing his daughter. Unbelievable mice. So the Rivash says, why didn't he just send a letter to Pinchas and not go up and not show up? So says the Rivash, is that Munfunda that you see that no, Ksiva doesn't work? That's his raya against the Rash, right? That's his raya against the Rash. Although he thought that maybe even according to the Rambam, he says not to because based on that raya, and that's what he concludes. So Sefer writes, he doesn't understand the raya and the whole story. He says, just like, which I totally hear this because I'm safer. Just like I don't want to go to Pinchas, so I don't want to get off my high horse and write a letter to Pinchas and show that I'm totally in Pinchas. Like, this fits beautifully into the story just as well as not going. So Chassam Sefer says, I just don't chat the raya that he didn't have the ability. It's the same story, even if I didn't have the. So everybody say, Lemaisa, what comes out is like this. What's the story with Zoom? What's the story with Zoom? So Zoom could be Tolle. Zoom l'chayra, right? If it's a din in Shlichus, like Adam's pointing out, which should not be a din in Ksav, so then l'chayra Zoom is not going to be a problem. There is no Shliach. I'm just not in front of the Dayan. If you learn the Pshat in what? In the Rambam is like I was medayik that it's a procedure, it's the experience, it's being able to be mischarit bifnei the dayanim, right? Right, and for sure, according to the Meiri's pshat that holds that the Gemara never even meant, that the Rambam never even meant that you could even be matir, ultimately the woman has to come, and she's got to be there. Maybe the husband can only just present the charata, but she's got to be there in front of them. So then, Zoom. It's not clear. It's not really in front of them. One could argue that maybe that's not in, that maybe not in front of them. If you learn it's a technicality, like some of the Apostkim, the Achronim understand, that they're just, they want to be able to be choiker, and they want to be able to ask the questions to the original person, so the memela, Zoom might be a little bit better. But Rabbeisai, l'choira, the answer is like this. And this is, the Taz says like this, and the Piskei Tshuva says, v'shasa taki kapasim like this, and the Cheshbon is like this. Number one, Rov Rishayinim don't accept the Rambam to begin with. They hold even Shlichus works. Number two, we're pointing out, even im timtzel loimer that Shlichus doesn't work like the Rambam, but maybe even according to the Rambam, Ksav myself works. So you have a Svek Sveika that, you know, that it might even work. L'chaira, you know, in a situation like this for Zoom, you should be able to rely on that, and that's where Rav Shechter held. Rav Shechter held that person can be matter when he needs to all day Zoom. He just says that the Bez Din should be like the Rambam says, Mekubetz b'makom echad, and they should be there. But that's not a problem, because for Ataris Nadarim we said, what? Krovim is also good. Because in theory, they're a good kosher Bez Din for somewhere else, and that would be something that would be relevant. But Mamish, the whole Cheshbon comes out of our sugya. But you could tie an argument that according to the Rambam, no, even Ksav wouldn't be good, like some posts can hold. And Zoom would be like Ksav, depending on how you hold the issue with Shlichus was dependent on. So those, all those different svaras really play out halacha lemaisa in a practical case that I don't think, you know, existed for many, many years, you know, until now, which Baruch Hashem, the Torah lives on, and these sugyas really mamish come to life in an incredible way. You know, really is a beautiful raya for this. So just in the little time that we have left, I just want to read the next gemara. There's a Meir Diga Gemara, the Agadata. Amar Rav Shimon bar Zvid, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Tavla, Amar Rav Chiya, Aricha, Debei Rav Acha, Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Blazer, Amar Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Miyasha, Mishmeder of Yehuda bar Eloi. My Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, in Malachi, v'zorcha lachem yirei shmi shemesh tzedaka umirape, b'knafev yitzasem upishtan ke'egle marbek. Elu bnei odom shehen yireim lahoitzi shem shamayim levatola. The Pasuk is referring to people who are makbid not to be moitzi shem shamayim levatola. Shemesh tzedaka umirape. We spoke a little bit about shem shamayim levatola. Actually, it's a discussion, I think. Is the Rashash here? I don't remember if the Rashash is here. There's a Rashash that discusses the issue of whether or not is it an issue of being Maskei Shem Shemayim derech Talmud Torah. Even just like when a teacher learns a pasuk, should he say Shem Shemayim or not? I think the Rashash might even be here. I gotta look. Shemesh Tzedakah Umirape, Omer Abayi Shemam, you know, Chargo Yudiyuma Masa. The dust of the sun has the ability, on the daytime, has the ability to be merape. Upliga de Reb Shimon ben Lakish. And this whole vart of the shemesh being merape, for those that are careful, when it comes to Askar Shem Shemayim, is against Reb Shimon ben Lakish drasha. What's Reb Shimon ben Lakish drasha? The Amr ein ge'enim l'olam haba. There is no separate ge'enim in olam haba. What does olam haba mean over here? So Rashi says, so the Ran says, Lav la achar misa kamar. It's not after you die. Devada ika gehenim l'rishon. Of course there's a separate gehenim for Rishon. El la'osid lava la achar tchias ames. Rather, there's no gehenim. The Gemara had a havami that there would be a gehenim. A yoyim adin la achar tchias amesim kamar. Sha'oisin Rishon, yu l'cherpos l'dron oilam. So they're still going to suffer, but it's not going to be in gehenim. What's the din? So Gemara, Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to happen la'olam haba after Tchias HaMesim? Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzi chama min artika. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out. Tzadikim misrapin ba. Tzadikim have a refuah from it. Urishayim nidoinim ba. Rabbi say, Rishayim nidoinim ba. There's a din la'achar Tchias HaMesim? Anyone bothered by this, Rabbi say? You already were done. When you die, you get a din. Do you go to Gehenna? Do you go to Gan Eden? The Ran's being maskim to that. What din are we talking about? Tchias HaMesim, there's a din? I wasn't even a bar chiyuv anymore. The Gemara Nida, Nafshi HaMesim Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs. Kevich HaMesim Nasis Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs. What shayach din is there?
So the Gemara has to say, Rav Shlakish says, there's no separate din and separate gehenim and punishment that's going to be la'as lovo after Tchias HaMesim. Rather, what? It's not the way you understood. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Shemesh out. And he's just going to bring out the Shemesh, that's it. The Yirei Hashem are going to get a geshmak. They're going to enjoy the Shemesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taken out. And what's going to happen when the Rishonim come out? What? They're going to suffer. Hine yoim ba boyer ketanur. They're going to suffer in the heat of the sun like an oven. So number one is just what B'chlal is Gemara talking about. A yoim adin la'asul lovo is just mamish something that needs explanation. I don't think I'm going to have time to even get into it. Myra the Gavard in peace from Aaron Cutler on what the Gemara is referring to. Rabbi Sa, I just want to point out, I once heard a mashal. I don't remember where I heard this mashal. Someone when I was in yeshiva, I think, told me this mashal. He said, Gehenim and Olam Haba and Gan Eden, they're not really so different. Gehenim and Gan Eden are not really so different. It's a base medrash. That's what the person told me. So not like, that could be like the most boring place in the world. That could be something that I just, like, I have no shaychus to. And like, what am I going to do here staring at the walls? And like, or it could be the most geschmack place in the world. It could be a Gan Eden. And it's all totally on what you become and build yourself to have a shaychus to. So listen to what the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov says on this Gemara, Boisai. It's half of a fella. I had to read it to you, the Lashon, because mamish half of a fella. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef is one of the biggest Talmidim and probably the major source of most of the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov that we have. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says like this. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Beshalach that Klal Yisrael did not have water. Lo hayu lahem mayim shloshi yamim, and they called the place Mara because the water was bitter. Kimarim, right? So he says like this: Al shloshi alchu gimel yam below mayim below Torah. They went. The Gemara has a drasha. In Mayim Ella Torah, that they went 3 days without water, right? And that's why we have a takana. We have now Kriyas HaTorah every 3 days, and we should never be without Talmud Torah in Shul Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. L'chein shuv lo yuchel lishtos mayim. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, when they couldn't drink, they didn't drink for so long, they couldn't drink anymore. Right? So the Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchus Deis, Kimo sheyesh choyli haguf, just like there's physical sickness, sha'oz tam hamosuk nidma lalamar, that a person nebuch could get a disease and your taste buds are gone. Right? Rabbi said the Rambam, it's before COVID. Your taste buds are gone and things that taste good are going to taste bad or not taste at all. Just like that could happen in the physical world. Kach yesh chole ha-nefesh. Spiritually, asher nidma lehem misikas haTorah v'havoida limara, that something so sweet can now be tasting like bitter kimarim hein. Why? Because they removed themselves for 3 days from learning Torah. Then they didn't even realize how geshmak it was. So he says, ki ein l'rishoyim gehenem yoiser miyim shemachnisen oisan l'gan eden she'en sham achila v'shtiyah v'taybas ha'olam hazeh. So the same oineg that tzaddikim get from the same sun that is so geshmak, and we're tanning and we're enjoying it and we're playing with it and we're having the best time in the world, is itself the suffering because we have no shaychus to it, because we can't taste it, because we can't even relate to it. The Gemara is telling us a massive chiddush over here according to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in L'asid Lovo, he's not going to say this is the bad room A and B and this is the prison and this and that. He's going to have one creation. And it's all going to be in how do you relate to that creation? What did you prepare yourself in this world? That's what it means to be a Ben Torah. That's what it means to be a Ben Olam Haba, even an Olam Hazeh. That a person can appreciate such a lifestyle that all these other narishkeits are not important. The same sun could be the greatest pleasure in the world and could be the greatest suffering. All dependent on how you prepare. on how you decide before Yom HaDin to live your life. That's what our Gemara is saying. That's what the Baal Shem Tov is saying in the Gemara itself. And that's the whole Havana, Rabbi Yisai, of the way the Rabbeinu Shalom runs this world. The same Mayim could be so gishmak, could be so satiating, or it could be disgusting. It could be bitter. Why? Because they went Gimel Yomim without Torah. They don't have a life of Torah. They don't appreciate Torah. They don't understand. It's so superficial. It's nothing that they're engrossed with, that they're swimming with. And Rabbi said, this is an MS, and with this we'll close. This is Mamish MS. At the end of the day, I think people who don't start learning and get involved in learning in a deep way, I feel worse for them. There's no muster for them. They're missing the most geschmack of life. The actual essence of Torah is the biggest muster haskim. When you feel a geschmack, when you get into it, hogufa kimarimim. That's why the water tastes so bitter. That's why it's so hard. Because your mamish not. If a person understands that the sun has the ability to be the most geschmack, which is what the Gemara is saying, Gan Eden will be. So then Amir Tzashem will create the mahalach hachayim, and it'll be an ben olam haba and olam hazah. Shkoyach.